Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Yourself?
I'm doing great. It's a real pleasure to talk with you today.
What's that, sorry?
No, it's a pleasure to talk with you today. Big fan for a long time
thanks,
of the band.
Oh, thanks, man. Same.
I'm glad to have you on the show, and especially to have a brand new record out, because it's been quite a few years now since the last record.
It has been. Yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, everything I'm hearing about Purgatory from, you know, outside places sounds pretty good so far. A lot of people really seem to be digging the new record.
Thanks. Yeah, we're very happy with the response so far. We weren't sure because it was such a long hiatus for us before we put out anything new. So we were glad to see that the hardcore fans stayed with us.
Yeah, that's important. Well, I mean, it is a different musical environment today. I mean, if you went back to the 70s with like Kiss putting out two records a year, and then in the 80s where every band put out a record, they toured. I mean, those days are over. Most bands are on like a 3 to 5 year cycle these days.
Yeah.
Mostly because the money issue. There's really no backing from record companies anymore.
Well, no, that's the thing. A lot of it's done just through our pockets, so it takes some time, especially with when just life in general, with bills and everything else, you have to really prioritize what you need to do. So that's why it took us so long, but hopefully when we think of the future, the next one won't be as delayed.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's unavoidable today in the business climate that we have in the music business. But for a band and as a band member, you know you have the songs, you know you want to get them out. Like I said, it's a big financial undertaking for any band to do it. But do you feel like when so many years pass between records that, you know, in music, things change from day to day? I mean, what's in today is out tomorrow. I mean, we saw it happen in the 80s and then in the 90s. And do you worry about, like, things changing so much before a new record could come out that you're kind of behind the eight ball?
I don't think so. I think, especially as myself, like being a fan of the genre, I think there's always fans, no matter what. I don't think there's ever too many changes. There's some bands that kind of come out with something completely new. They'll add something to it. I think at one point there was like kind of like that dubstep type vibe to the metal.
Yeah.
And but I think when it comes down to it, there's always going to be that bass fan. Like, even going back to, like, I don't know, Metallica and Pantera and Saxon and all those guys, I think even today when Saxon put out their new album, it's just the same, like, hit you right in the face kind of metal riffs.
Sure.
And I think even though music does progress, I think there's always room for every band. I think our style will just kind of slowly progress as we get older and as we play more and more. I think they may, in the future records, they may hear something a little different than what was on Fall from Grace or World of Silence or one of those. But I don't think we're too concerned about it.
Yeah. I mean, the band has definitely progressed and changed over the years from album to album, and even going back from the very beginning when you had a female singing in front of the band before
yeah.
you took over vocals. I mean, it's progressed with each and every album. And is that important as an artist to keep moving along and to keep being relevant and to keep adding in all your different influences that come into your life, like throughout the years, into the new music?
Yeah, I think so. I especially for us, like it's always fun to do something a little different. Just because it keeps it interesting. Even since the beginning, we always kind of wanted to go the heavier kind of route, similar to the style of an Evergrey. But it was hard at the time because we just didn't have a male vocalist. And so we kind of really adapted our music to more of the Nightwish kind of sound. But as we're progressing,
yeah.
you're starting to hear more and more what we've always wanted our albums to be. And Fall from Grace is a good start with it. But I think Purgatory is exactly kind of the sound and image we want.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, one thing that's impressive is that the band has been together for 10 years, and outside of switching up Ken and Mike on guitar, you've pretty much been a stable lineup, which is kind of rare to have, you know, the same guys playing for that long together. It's kind of a rarity today.
It definitely is, and it's especially where we're from. Like, we're just in a little town like north of Toronto, so it's hard to find people that are interested in this style of music. So when we met in high school, it was just kind of we just became best of friends, and even to this day, we all live very close to each other, and it's perfect. So we're all kind of we're on the same boat with everything, and we've never really gotten too many arguments, which is, knock on wood, which is great. And even Kenny, like, he's still one of our best friends, and we still talk to him all the time. It was just something that he didn't want to pursue, because it's hard sometimes when you're if you're touring and you're doing a lot of stuff. It takes a lot of time, and if you have a family and everything like that, sometimes it gets tough. So.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. And well, I think it was like last year, you guys were kind of MIA for most of the year. We really didn't hear much about you guys. Live shows, I think maybe you were working on the record or putting it together, but you really did have like kind of like a year off, it seems almost.
Yeah, no, it's true. This record was different because we were doing it on our own, which was great. But on the other hand, sometimes it's an issue because we're doing it on our own. We don't have that pressure to, okay, we only have the studio for a month, so we have to get this done in a month. This one's like, oh, we got a riff, we can go in whenever we want. So it was a lot more relaxed, and the only show we did, I believe, was PPM Fest in Belgium. I believe that was the only thing we played. That was in 2014. But other than
Wow.
that, we've just been working on the record constantly, and I think now that it's all kind of in the past, we're proud of it, and hopefully we can just kind of stay in the loop for a longer period of time.
Yeah, well, I'm happy that part of that loop is going to include a show in New York coming up this September at Webster Hall. So, man, I can't wait to see you guys up on stage live. It's going to be a great show.
Oh yeah, we're so thrilled. We couldn't think of a better band to be touring with. And it all kind of started with that episode. A band that I was a part of vocally, because Tom was also a part of that, and we just kind of became friends, and he said next time they're in the area, he's going to think about us. So he's a man of his word, and we're going
Well,
out later
that's
this year.
rare.
So, right. Yeah.
That's rare. That's rare in the music business, and I'm glad. But is it important to make contacts on your own and like try to hold on to them? I mean, because there's only so much you can do by yourself, and you can bring in outside people. And now you're on AFM, which has to give you a little bit of a helping hand, especially like distribution and getting the record out and all over the place. But is it important to make contacts on your own and try to like have this camaraderie thing going on where bands help each other out? Because you're kind of in an isolated place when you think about it. Canada is a very large country, and getting around from place to place over there to kind of play live and make your bones, it has to be difficult.
It is. It's very difficult, and sadly enough, we haven't really done a lot of shows in Canada, which is sad. We really want to go out further, but the distance is just so insane that sometimes it's hard to even be able to do that. But when it comes to making contacts, I think it's extremely important. And every time we go and play festivals, we played one in the Netherlands. It was Prog Power Europe, and we played Prog Power Atlanta. And I find myself going in almost like festival mode, where I just start going in and I talk to all the bands and try and get to know everyone I
Yeah.
can, because you never know. And
True.
it was a perfect example with Tom from Evergrey. He's a great guy. He's a man of his word, and
Yeah.
he's been nothing but great to us ever since. So.
Well, that's going to be a killer show. You guys are a perfect match. You'd be up on stage together, I think. And that's going to be phenomenal. Like you say, Canada is so big and it's difficult to get around. And that can be said for the whole world. I mean, but with the internet today, it seems like a lot of bands feel like the world is a much smaller place. I mean, you put a song up on Facebook or Reverb Nation or a million other sites, and anybody in any part of the world with an internet connection can hear your band and know who you are. Something that you couldn't do, 20 years ago. That's available now.
Yeah.
But is it still important for a band to kind of get out there and be seen and heard in person?
I think, yeah, live is to me everything. It's so important. Like, it's awesome to have a great record, But when it comes to your live show, I think that's what changes it for people. Because if I went to a show and I saw my favorite band and when they were playing they sucked, I'd be like, man, like I don't think I like them.
Yeah.
But when you go and you're like, wow, this is a show. Like, I think live is everything. And I think that's why that's what's still keeping music in, because you can't really pirate live music. So
true.
That's what's keeping music alive, I feel. And
You know, like I said, I love the internet. I mean, it offers so much, like for musicians and on a musical level. But I also hate it because, you know, the downloading does kill a lot of, the money that bands need, and they need to make that money to keep going. And, you know, like, you guys could do something. You guys can go to the bathroom, and 10 minutes later there's a video up on YouTube about you guys going to the bathroom. And it kind of takes that mystique out of going to the live show for the first time. And, you know, you're waiting, the lights go out, you're waiting to see the band, you know, in person for the first time. And, you know, you already know, like, what's going to happen before you get there a lot of times with the internet. And that's the thing I hate about it the most, because I want to go for that first, like, awe-inspiring show, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree, 100%.
Yeah,
but
that's the worst thing about it. But, you know, you guys actually did the Kickstarter thing this time around to help you out, you know, with the record and getting the tour going. Do you think that's the wave of the future? Is, like, Kickstarter going to become the new record store, the new concert promoting venue where, you know, people can donate $20 and get a copy of the record, because instead of going out and buying it now, that's like another way of selling it.
Well, no, exactly. And I think it is, you're going to start seeing that, because a lot of places, the bands just don't see the money. There's so many expenses going in, especially at a band at our level, where we're not selling thousands and thousands of albums every month. It's money is an issue. So it's a good way to get the fans to directly support you, and for them to get something in return as well. Again, for us, we've never asked for people to just give us money and then we do what we want with it. We always want to make sure that they get something in return. But I think we're going to start seeing it a lot more in the future. I know there's even some bands like Protest the Hero and bigger names that are doing it. And some of the money that they're raising is incredible. Like, they're surpassing their amount that they want to hit. And I know for us, like, we went further than what we were expecting, which was outstanding. But I do agree with you, and I think we're going to start seeing more bands kind of doing that, just so they can put out something for the fans.
I agree with you 100%. I think that's the way it should be today, because, like you says, you know, you don't have the record companies backing you up and giving you $100,000 and going to the studio, taking up 2 months, put out a record. This is a great way of funding the band, funding your projects, and keeping it going. And if somewhere down the road they can figure out a way of you guys making an actual profit off of this, not just the money needed to make these things happen, that would be an amazing thing, because, you know, there's really no record stores left out there for people to walk into and buy a CD. So if a band says, hey, you know, donate $20, we'll give you a CD, we'll sign something, we'll put a sticker in there. You know, that's, it's like the equivalent of me going and buying that record in a store that I couldn't, like, do, like, in the 80s. I could buy it online. That's the way I look at it. Like, I'm purchasing your album online before you put it out. And I think it's a great way to go.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah, no,
you only have to watch the bands in the future that kind of take advantage of it now, and they look for money for everything else. that always comes along next, and it kind of kills it, just like everything else, you know, in the world.
Yeah, no kidding.
They'll be looking to fund, you know, buying a new van or looking for girlfriends or, you know, trying to fund money for hookers on the next road trip and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's always what comes down the road. But it's always a good thing. But Matt, the new record is out now. You did a phenomenal job on it. I know every band says the newest record is their best record. As a fan for a long time, I think this really is your best record. I mean, how do you feel about it overall compared to everything else that you've put out? I mean, do you think this is the next step in the evolution?
I do. I think we've kind of really matured with our songwriting. And I think to date it's been my best vocal performance. Which is nice, but from start to finish, after I received the finished copy, it was exactly what I was hoping for. And sometimes a musician would know when they kind of have this vision of what they want the song to sound like or what they want it to be, and I found when I got the copy, it was exactly what I was hoping. So I think it's a great stepping stone for us. And
I'm so glad to hear that. And I know as each record comes out and you play live, it gets harder and harder to put a set list together, more songs to choose from. You want to promote the new record, play stuff off it. But when you come to New York, play Rest My Child. You gotta kind of squeeze that into the set.
Thanks. That's a song that we've been getting quite a bit of compliments for. Which is it is a good song. It's very powerful. Even more powerful than I was expecting it to turn out. But we'll see what we can do with the set list. But
all right. I can't
have limited time.
It's your show. I know. Well, whatever you do, I'm going to be happy to see you live, man. And Matt, the best of luck with the band, the record. I will see you in September in New York. Where's the best place for people to kind of catch up with the group, find out what's going on? And I know the record's not out here in America yet, but it's coming out real soon.
It is coming out. And the best place to locate it would be, for all the info, would be Facebook. Our website's down right now, so Facebook would be the main source. And then even the AFM website, they'll have updates constantly. And we're doing our best to kind of keep the Facebook up to date because we went through a dry spout there with Facebook. So
that happened.
We're going to bring it back alive.
That sounds good to me. Hey, well, Matt, man, the best of luck with everything, man. Take care. I'll see you in September.
Thanks, Mike. Sounds great, man.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all
man.
Right. All right.